So, I have some pretty cool news. I think it's safe to say that I've finally been properly fucked. Oh, God, I understand some things now that I did not know this morning. The biggest one of which is, newsflash, I have a functioning G-spot. Yeah, I know. God damn. Oh, fuck. And he's more than 20 years younger than me. And I'm telling you, he literally taught me about my body. And I have never met a man in real life who could do that. And it was amazing. Absolutely fucking amazing. Oh, fuck. I mean, okay. The unearthing of the G-spot aside, it was just so good. It was just so easy and natural, and like I didn't feel all self-conscious about how I looked or what I was wearing, or not that I was wearing anything for very long, but God damn. Yes. Oh, I need more. And see, it was not only the first time that we fucked, but it was the first time we met. I know, right? Yum. Oh, and so I'm lying here in bed, and you know, like I said, amazing, fucking amazing experience. And because it's the first time together, I didn't come, and he made me promise, playfully, of course, but made me promise to come for him. And he doesn't know this right now as I'm making this recording, but I'm making this for him. So, sit back and relax while I tend to a very needy cunt. I'm never really like, okay, so I know I've told the story before about a couple I met at a play party years ago. I had watched him at a party whip her, leaving, you know, bloody whip marks all over her back and her ass. And after their scene, they were outside having a cigarette, and it was very open and welcoming in community, and I said, do you mind if I ask you a question? And they said, no, not at all. And I, in, you know, just genuine question, pure ignorance, innocence, whatever you want to call it, I said, what do you get out of that? what turns you on about that? And she smiled, and I said, she said, I'm not going to be able to sit down for a week. And I don't judge people's kinks. And I just thought to myself, wow, well, that's cool. It's not for me, but that's cool. And now I'm reconsidering that because I've not felt this particular sensation before, but I feel a little sore and a little just kind of open. And it's delicious. I love it. And I guess this is what, or maybe this is what some women talk about when they say, you know, they feel they've been used in the best possible way. Oh, because I'm just lying here. And just gently rubbing my pubic bone against the mattress. Fuck, I want his cock inside me. I want to feel his arms prying my legs open. Oh, just, and the sound of his body slapping into mine, I'd not. Not that either. Oh, fuck yes. God. Oh, can I? It was the first time for a number of things. It was the first time that kind of forced, and I don't know for a better word, it's not a negative thing. It was like I asked him if he liked it when women gagged, and he said yes, and then that was all I wanted to do. And it was amazing. And the first time I did it, it was kind of, you know, tentative. But then later, I signaled to him that I wanted him to put his hand on my head. And fuck. His cock just went right to the back of my throat. And for the most part, I didn't even gag. It just, like, felt just full. That's the best I can describe it. Oh, fuck.